The impact of a baseball. Ever since I was little, I've been a big fan of baseball, playing it and watching it. I loved going to the Royals games, watching the pros play the game. I have been playing since the Machine Pitch League. Unfortunately, a few years ago, something happened that I never expected. Going into sixth grade, I never had a big injury, but that quickly changed when I got hit in the head with a baseball. It all started one night when I was playing in a MoCan baseball tournament in Overland Park, Kansas. It was a huge tournament that I had been waiting to play in all year. We had been working all season for this tournament. It was a big deal because winning it would mean we would go to the national tournament. The hype had been building for weeks and I was ready to play. The complex was amazing, one of the best ones in the country. They had some of the nicest fields I had ever seen, and the complex was the biggest one I had ever played in. Everywhere I turned, it was field after field, all of them looking the exact same. The grass was cut perfectly, the batter's boxes were painted perfectly. It looked exactly like a major league field. When we got to the field, some of the teams we were going to be competing against were already playing, so I sat down to watch them with my team. There was so much anticipation as we were getting ready to play. I had never been more excited to play in or watch a baseball game. It was hard to pay attention to the game, I was so excited. But little did I know, I wouldn't be playing in any games that weekend at all. After watching the rest of the other team's game, we began to warm up for our game. We set up our stuff in one of the nicest dugouts I had ever seen, and then went out on the field to stretch and play catch. That game I was playing catcher, so I went out to warm up the pitcher. We played catch for a little bit, then he said he was warmed up, so we began throwing some actual pitches. As I looked around, I still couldn't believe how cool it was to be able to play on a field like this. After a good warm-up, the pitcher and I walked back to the dugout because we were the away team and needed to get ready to bat. At the same time, the outfielders were finishing up with fly ball drills. That's when it all happened. The outfielders were tossing the balls into the dugout, expecting them to bounce before they reached the dugout entrance. But unfortunately, one outfielder threw it just a few feet too far. I remember looking out at the action on the other fields when a ball flew into the dugout and hit me in the back of the head. Everyone said I was knocked out cold. I woke up a couple of seconds later, laying on the dugout floor, having no idea what was going on. My coach rushed into the dugout shouting, "Zach, are you okay?" I was in shock and had no idea why I was laying on the floor of a dugout. My coach began to ask me questions. "What is your name? When is your birthday? Do you know where you are?" I struggled to answer these questions correctly. And then he asked, "What happened?" My teammates looked at me like I was crazy. The whole thing made me sick to my stomach, and I actually passed out again. Each time, I was only out for a few seconds before waking up. By this time, my parents were there, and they were ready to take me home. They were worried. As we walked to the car, I struggled to keep my balance. The entire ride home, my head was all over the place. I had double vision and couldn't remember anything. When we got home, I could feel something rising in my stomach, so I rushed into the bathroom and threw up three or four times. After I calmed myself down, I worked my way to the couch and sat down. I struggled not to fall asleep. My mom was really concerned and said it was time to go to the hospital. When I checked in at the emergency room, the nurse at the front desk began to ask me questions. Most of them I couldn't remember. I felt so confused by everything. When the doctor brought me into the room, he said, "Zach, we're going to begin with a CT scan to see how serious this is." That was one of the last things I remember that night because of how bad my head hurt. All I wanted to do was sleep, but no one would let me. They at least let me lie down in the hospital bed while another doctor studied the scans. It seems like we waited a long time before the doctor came back and said, "You have a large bruise on the back of your brain," he told me. "This is part of the brain that controls the vision, so everything was going to be blurry for a while." The worst news that I was not going to be able to play in the baseball tournament that I had been waiting to play in for weeks. My season was over. I played sports as long as I can remember and had many injuries, but a concussion is by far the worst. Looking back, it is pretty scary to think about how serious an injury can be from getting hit in the head with a baseball. This year, I got a second major concussion that is going to put me out for most, if not the entire season. A concussion is really an invisible injury, but there are so many long-term effects that can impact me later in life. In the news, you hear about NFL players who have severe side effects due to concussions long after their football careers end. Can that happen to high school players too? One of the biggest things I have learned from this is that all sports can come with a degree of risk. It's part of the game. Injuries can happen even with the best preventions in place. I guess it's all about weighing the benefits of being part of a team against each sport's risk of injury.